The sky is inherently democratic. It's accessible in principle anyway by anyone, everywhere, just simply by the act of looking up. But like so many beautiful things around us, it's slipping away from us, and we haven't even noticed because we're honestly not really looking. So what do we look at instead? Well, we look at our phones, we look at our computers, we look at screens of all kinds, and honestly, we rarely even take the trouble to look up enough to see each other, let alone taking that next step to looking up at the actual sky. Now, there's a tendency to think that the loss of our dark night skies is the inevitable outcome of progress, change, technology. And you know that's just simply not true. And later on, I'll tell you why. But first, I want to tell you about my experience of the dark night sky. I never saw a truly dark night sky until I was 15, and I was here in Arizona. And I was on a road trip. I pulled over somewhere. I have no idea where I was, except I know what state. And I looked up, and the sky was just filled with an impossible number of stars. So you see, I'm from New York City, and in New York, you can see the moon. You can see a couple of stars. More often than not, they turn out to be airplanes when they land.